so glad you're here on this Friday, the 13th of August. My name is Tim Nelson. I'm Operations Manager for Great News Media in Springfield at the WLUJ Studios. You can expect Mark and Pastor Jason back next week. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you today. Well, let's start our time together with words from the Apostle Paul found in Romans chapter 15. We must not please ourselves. We should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord. For even Christ didn't live to please himself. And the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. And as Shannon Wexelberg sings, all of his promises are true.
Mercies are new again. How my heart overflows with thanks to my King. When the night closes in, I'm so grateful.
Are you ready to change your plans at a moment's notice? Most of us like to know what we're going to do and when. Good planning makes good sense, right? It's been said, without a plan, we're planning to fail. Is your schedule for today, from the time you get up until you go to bed, already planned out? Or maybe your day is wide open and you don't have much planned out hard and fast at all? Well, what if today God's plan for us is to spend even more intimate one-on-one time with Him? More time connecting with the Lord of the universe and the maker of our heart, allowing him to draw us closer into his presence. With the pace our culture is living in, for many of us, It's going to be an uphill battle to make it happen without a conscious, on-purpose effort to do so. Pastor Charles Stanley says, we can be tired, weary, and emotionally distraught, but after spending time alone with God, we find that He injects in our bodies energy, power, and strength. Think about that today. Are we desperate to know more of who God is? And are we really willing to invest time like we have in the past when following our favorite team, binge-watching a favorite show, or spending hours entertaining ourselves some other way? Do you sense your Heavenly Father is asking you for more time with Him, and are you willing to give Him more? Why not let today be the day you start spending more time in prayer and meditation, reading the divinely inspired, life-changing Word of God? Are you ready and willing to change your plans today and commit to spending more time with the one who loves you most? Don't put it off. Let's live out Psalm 119, 147, and 148. I rise early before the sun is up. I cry out for help and put my hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the world and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. That God, His Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on a cross, my burdens gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Book of Psalms, chapter 91, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Then I declare about the Lord, He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him." If rest is found in the shadow of the Almighty, how do we get in that shadow? Pastor Scott Longyear gives some insight.
Well, I can only stay in the shadow of something if a couple truths are present. One, if this is bigger than me, if the thing that's overshadowing me is bigger than me, and secondly, if I'm close to it. And so God has to be bigger than me, which He is, and I have to get close to Him. And so I wrote on in this application, in this season, I'm reminded that God's bigger than COVID-19, that He's bigger than my job, He's bigger than my paycheck, He's bigger than my fears, and He's bigger than my unknowns. So He's big. But I've got to get close to Him to get in His shadow. So to get in His shadow, I have to get close to Him. So how do I get close to the Lord? Well, through His Word, through practices like this. I get closer to Him through worship, through ascribing Him worth, through prayer. I get closer to Him through silence and just being quiet and listening. I get closer to Him through community, even virtual community, even reaching out to people who are around me. And so that's my application. And so then my prayer is this: God, thanks for reminding me that You're bigger than everything that comes against me. And Holy Spirit, help me to chase the Father through Bible, through worship, and through prayer. And thank You that I can find rest in Your shadow, because this tragedy passes over the top of You, and it has to come through You to get to me. And because of that, I'm grateful.
That's Pastor Scott Longyear from Maryland Community Church in Terre Haute, Indiana. More information about Scott and the ministry there can be found online at Scott with one T, LONGYEAR.com. You're with Mark and Friends. Thank you for listening. I'm Tim Nelson, and for Mark and Pastor Jason on this Friday, the 13th of August.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. That
Be assured, God is doing new things in us. We may not realize it much of the time, at least not until we look back in retrospect. I attended a gathering last week where the guest speaker spoke truth clearly and concisely and really engaged his audience. So much so, I thought I got to hear more of this guy. During his talk, he came clean about how he never imagined himself getting up in front of a group and speaking as he often does these days. Josh Mosley and Bob Evenhouse in their Men of Valor devotional says, "Have you ever let inexperience keep you from trying something new? It's embarrassing to attempt something only to fail, but when that frightening new thing is something you need to do, remember this, the only opinion that matters is God's." In the aftermath of the Great Chicago Fire, D.L. Moody left his ministry in Chicago and became a traveling evangelist. While preaching in Great Britain, he once said, "I know perfectly well that wherever I go and preach, there are many better preachers known and heard than I am, and all that I can say about it is that the Lord uses me." Though criticized by others for his unpolished delivery, one critic claimed Moody could pronounce Nebuchadnezzar in just two syllables. His preaching drew people in and pointed them to Jesus Christ. Are you considering some new endeavor? As long as you're doing it to please God instead of men, step out boldly. What does it matter if the world considers us a fool if we're doing God's will?
Some people think you're distant, just some words on a page, that you're nothing more than fables handed down along the way. But I've seen you part the waters where no one else could pull me from the deep. That's who you are to me.
Some people think you just live in cathedrals made of stone, but I know you live inside my heart. I know that it's your home. And I've seen you in a sunset and in the eyes of a stranger on the street. That's who you are to me.
You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. When I'm empty, you fill me with hunger for more of your mercy, your goodness. Lord, you're the air that I breathe. That's who you are to me. Who you are to me. Sometimes I have my doubts, I'm sure that everybody does. And I wonder when I stumble, am I still worthy of your love?
I know that I get stronger when I'm talking to you down on my knees.
You're everything I need. You're amazing, faithful, love's open door.
Listening to Mark and Friends with Tim Nelson for Mark and Pastor Jason again this week. We're excited to see you in September. We have got two special open house events. planned in Springfield, one in Springfield, then one in Urbana at the Radio Center in Lincoln Square. Two great times of getting together with great news media listeners. Join us for our open house Saturday, September 11th in Springfield at the WLUJ Studios, 600 West Mason Street from 1 to 4 p.m. Then the following Saturday, September 18th, from 1 to 4 p.m. in Urbana at the Radio Center in Lincoln Square, and see what all goes on behind the scenes here at Great News Media. Have a good weekend. Thank you for listening. Mark is back on Monday.